Yaakov Kedushin Perek Gimel Mishnah Beis. Ha'imer le'isha ha'reat mekudeshes li'al menashe etein loch. Messiah says, ha'rezu mekudeshes v'hu yitein. Somebody who is mekadesh and isha, and he tells her that you should be mekudeshes to me on condition that I give you 200 zuz. The Kedushin is chal from the Shat Kedushin as long as he goes ahead and gives her the money. Al menashe etein loch mikan v'at shloshim yom. Nasan lo v'to shloshim yom mekudeshes v'im lav. If he is Mekadesh and Isha on condition that I give you money within 30 days, if he went ahead and gave her the money within 30 days, then the Kedushin is Chal from the Shas Kedushin. But if he did not give her the money within those 30 days, then the Kedushin is not Chal. She is free to marry somebody else. Amenashe Yeshli Mesayim Zuz Harezu Mekudeshes V'Yeshli. If somebody is Mekadesh and Isha on condition that he has 200 Zuz, then the Kedushin is Chal from the Shas Kedushin as long as he has the money, as long as he could bring Edom that are made that he has the money. But if there are no Edom that are made that he has the money, then it is a Suffolk Kedushin, as maybe he does have the money, just we do not know about it. So therefore, she would not be able to marry somebody else until she gets a get from this person. Amenasha Arech Masayim Zuz Haredu Mekudeshes V'Yarlo. If he is Mekadesh and Isha on condition that he shows her 200 zuz, the Kedushin is Chal as long as he goes ahead and shows her 200 zuz of his own money. V'imhera ala shulchan ena mekudeshes. But if he shows her money on the table of a shulchani, a money changer, money that does not belong to him, she is not ena mekudeshes, as they had in mind that he would show her money that belongs to him. Now, even if he has money that was given to him to invest, and the profits would be split, this would not be good enough. Abby had in mind that he would show her money that completely belongs to him. Masechet Kedushin, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel. Amenashe Yeshli Beis Kor Afor. Harezu Mekudeshes V'Yeshlo. Somebody who is Mekadesh and Isha on condition that he has a base core of karka, which is a karka that is big enough to plant one kor of tfu on it, which is 30 saw. The size of the karka is about 274 amas by 274 amas. The Kedushin is Chal as long as he has this base kor of afor, that there are edim that are made that he owns a karka this size. If there are no edim that are made that he has a karka this size, then it is a Kedushi suffix, as maybe he has this karka, just we do not know about it. Amenashe Yeshli B'makom Ploni. If he says that you should be mekudeshes to me on condition that I have a base core offer in a certain place, if he has a base core offer in that place, then the kedushin is chal, and if not, then the kedushin is not chal. Amenasha arech base core offer harezu mekudeshes biarena. If he says you should be mekudeshes to me on condition that I show you a base core offer, then she is mekudeshes as long as he goes ahead and shows her a base core offer that belongs to him. V'imhera b'bika ena mekudeshes. If he shows her a base core offer in a valley, but the karka does not belong to him, then she is not mekudeshes, as they have in mind that he would show her a base core offer that belongs to him. Even if he shows her a base core offer that does not belong to him, but he is a sharecropper on it, he works in that field and gets a certain percentage of what grows on it, even so, the Kedushin is not Chal, as they had in mind that he would show her a karka that actually belongs to him.